From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Farrah Hutkins. A lot of things are hard about living in the Florida Keys. Mainly, it's really expensive to live there. WLRN's Nancy Klingener reports that even some people who can afford to live in the Keys are leaving for another reason. They can't get the medical care they need.
It was every place I'd ever been that I loved, like Nantucket it reminded me of, and New Orleans. It just reminded me of a lot of wonderful places.
Deb's packing up her studio and getting ready to leave town after 30 years in the Keys. She's an artist, and she's got a lot of stuff to pack. We're not using her last name because she and her husband don't want people to know their house is going to be empty.
There are some cut-out wooden constructions, some painted wooden forms, photographic imagery that's montaged together. It's painful to see how many things that you have amassed.
One of the major reasons Deb and her husband are leaving the Keys is because as they get older, they can't get the medical care they need here.
We're sad to be leaving, really sad.
She spent 3 decades inspired by her subtropical surroundings. Now, they're headed for the desert in California. They thought about Oakland, they have grandkids there, but she says that's too expensive.
And Palm Springs right now is, I don't know why, but it's very affordable.
Compared to the Keys anyway, right?
Well, yes. When we were driving around, we saw a lot of medical centers.
Not like the Keys, where going to see a specialist or having surgery or a medical test can be a whole ordeal.
We sort of were getting tired of going to Miami for health care.
About 4 hours each way. They love their eye doctor in the Keys.
But he doesn't do surgery, so if we needed surgical procedures, we had to go to Miami.
And a couple summers ago, Deb had an ear problem. She couldn't get an appointment in the Keys for a month, so she got a recommendation for a doctor in Miami.
He saw me right away, and that was terrific.
But she had 3 follow-up appointments, more trips to the mainland. Then her husband had a problem with his back and also wound up seeing someone from Miami.
It's driving to Miami, staying over one night or 2 nights or whatever it takes, and then coming back. It's a chore.
Nobody's keeping track of how many people leave the Keys because of access to medical care, but it's a common story. Ray Baker and Joviana lived in Key West for 29 years, and they loved it.
There's no place on earth like Key West.
But they both have heart conditions.
It was a lot of trips to Mount Sinai.
Viana says that meant 2 days for every appointment, since they weren't up for the round trip in one day.
It was a long drive, and it was getting more and more difficult as we got older. 4 hours on a 2-lane road, and it's terrible when you get stuck behind a truck pulling a boat.
Last summer, they decided to start looking for a place on the mainland, and they found one right away. It's in a retirement community in Pompano Beach. They moved in November. They got a 2-bedroom condo.
There's a registered nurse on call all the time. In fact, he was just here taking blood pressure and stuff. And it's on the 8th floor, so we don't have to worry about any flooding or iguanas or chickens or roosters. We can't have a dog, unfortunately, or we can't have a big dog. We like labs.
They can't have a big dog, but they have a lot of choices now when they need medical care.
There's the Cleveland Clinic, which is a huge medical facility here. Holy Cross, we haven't even been to Holy Cross yet. We went to the Broward Medical Center, which is closer. It's a much bigger facility than Key West. I don't know if you've ever been into the emergency room at Key West Hospital, but it's not the greatest in the world.
They say everyone's really friendly in their new community in Pompano Beach. Viana plays bridge a couple times a week. Baker's hoping to start a chess club.
It's like living on a cruise ship.
But they still miss their old life in Key West. They were both really active here. Baker helped start the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys. Viana volunteered with theater and music groups.
It's the people. You go to a concert or you go to the theater and you always run into somebody you know. You go to the grocery store, you always run into somebody you know. And that's not the case here. I feel much more safe and comfortable here, but I miss all our friends in Key West.
There's actually a group of Key West expats in the same retirement community in Pompano Beach. Viana says they've run into 6 who've made the same move, and for the same reasons. They needed medical care they just couldn't get in the Keys. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.
This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.